Oh, hi. I'm just walking through the bridge onto my plane. I'm going on a vacation to visit you. Okay, this thing is called a bridge. Okay, the bridge connects your gate, the place where you're waiting to get on the plane, right? It connects the gate to the aircraft. Aircraft is just another word for airplane. Okay, so you walk from your gate through the bridge onto the plane. Okay, unless you're at a really old airport, then you might take air stairs. Okay, so when you get on the plane, the first thing you need to do is find your seat number. Okay, your seat number will be right about here. Okay, then when you find your seat number, you need to put your luggage into the overhead compartment. Okay, this thing here is called the overhead compartment. Okay, now there are two kinds of luggage, two kinds of baggage, right? There's your carry-on baggage, that's what you have with you, and then there's the checked baggage. Now, the checked baggage goes underneath the plane in the cargo hold or baggage hold. Okay, so you put your checked baggage, well, you don't put it, the airport workers put your bag underneath the plane. Okay, so inside the plane is called the cabin. The cabin, that's inside. Now, you might have a window seat or you might have an aisle seat. Which one do you prefer? Now, if there are three seats, then the middle seat is called the middle seat. Okay, personally, I don't like middle seats. It's too crammed. Crammed means you don't have enough space. You know, you have a person here, you have a person here. One time I took a flight and there was a really big guy over here and a really big guy over here, and I was in the middle. I was like this the whole flight. It was really uncomfortable. So it's probably better to get an aisle seat, because then you can get up and walk around, or if you want to take pictures, then a window seat is great. Now, look at this thing here. Between the seats, there is an armrest. An armrest, okay? So, one tip when you fly, when you sit down, you have to claim the armrests, okay? Claim means to make it yours. Because look, there's only one armrest for two people. So, you have to be the first person to take it so that the other person can't get it. That's called claim. You claim the armrest. Okay, now look at this thing here. This is called the window shade. If it's too bright outside, then you need to pull down the window shade. Okay, now the back part of your seat is called the backrest or the seat back. Okay, now it reclines. Reclines, it means to go back on an angle. You'll probably recline your seat, you know, mid-flight. Mid-flight means in the flight, to be more comfortable. But before landing, the flight attendant will say, please bring your seat back to an upright position. Okay, please bring your seat back to an upright position. Upright means straight. Okay, now also the flight attendant will say, please stow your luggage in the overhead compartment or under the seat in front of you. Okay, you need to stow. What does stow mean? Stow is sort of an interesting word. We use it especially for airline. Well, when you travel, you'll hear this word more than you do in any other situation in English. Stow just means to store, to put somewhere. Okay, please put your luggage in the overhead compartment or under the seat in front of you. Okay, now There are some sort of strange words that we use for airplanes. I'm not sure why we use these words, but look at this. Look at this room. Is it called a bathroom? Well, yeah, it is a bathroom. You could call it that, but there's a special word for it on a plane. It's called a lavatory. A lavatory. Have you ever heard this word before? I don't know. It's sort of a funny word. Now, this area on the plane where the flight attendants prepare the food is called the galley. The galley. So if you're really, if your legs are getting stiff, you know, when you get stiff, if you're sitting somewhere too long, your muscles and your legs, they get stiff and you need to sort of stretch them out. So if you want to stretch and walk around a little bit, you can walk around out here in the galley. Okay, now, this thing here, this food cart, is called a trolley. A trolley, okay? So usually, one person pushes a trolley down the aisle. This is called the aisle. Okay, pushes a trolley with drinks. The first person comes by, serves drinks or food. Okay, and then the other person comes after them. They serve drinks or food. So it looks like this woman is serving drinks. So that guy's probably serving food. If it's a long flight, they never serve food on short flights. I don't know why. It would be nice to get some good food, even on a short flight. Okay, so these things are called emergency exits. Any door on the plane is an emergency exit. These are sort of like big windows. They're not normal doors. So if you're sitting in this seat, a flight attendant will come by before takeoff and tell you what to do in an emergency situation. Okay, now this thing is called the safety card. The safety card. It tells you basically what to do in an emergency. It will explain things like, for example, if there's low oxygen in the plane, then oxygen masks will drop from the ceiling and then you need to put on your oxygen mask. Okay, so the safety card will explain those things. The flight attendant will say, please review the safety card in the seat pocket in front of you. Review, okay, that means look at the safety card in the seat pocket in front of you. The seat pocket, that's the place in front of you where you can put your magazines or different things like that. It's called the seat pocket. Okay, this is called a life vest or a life jacket. Okay, so they'll say, in the event that we have to land on water, use the life vest or take out the life vest from under your seat, put it on, pull the string or blow into the tube, whatever they say like that. So that's a life vest. Now, some airlines have first class, business class, and economy class. Now, economy class can also be called coach. So you could say, I'm traveling coach. That means you're traveling in economy class. Some airlines only have business and economy, and there's actually lots of airlines that only have economy. Here in Canada, we have an airline called WestJet. We only have two airlines here in Canada. One is Air Canada that has economy class and business class, and WestJet only has economy class. Okay, this is called the in-flight entertainment system. Okay, so you can watch movies or play games or look at the map. My favorite thing to do is to watch the map, okay, just to see how far we are on the trip, how close we are to the destination. Okay, this is called a seat belt, so you need to fasten your seat belt before the plane, right? And all, or sorry, before takeoff. Now, during the flight, the flight attendant might say, Ladies and gentlemen, please remain seated with your seatbelts fastened. We are going through a period of turbulence. What is turbulence? Turbulence is when the plane shakes like that. I don't like turbulence. Do you like turbulence? So if you're going through turbulence, you need to stay seated with your seatbelts fastened, and the pilot will turn on the seatbelt sign, the seatbelt light. That one is no smoking. You can't smoke on a plane. Long time ago, you used to be allowed to. Like in the 1990s, I remember, people would smoke on planes. But you can't smoke on planes nowadays. Okay, now, somewhere near you, probably on the armrest, there are going to be a few buttons. Okay, now, they might do these things, like you can call the attendant. It might say, call attendant button. You know, if you need something and you need to call the flight attendant, you can push that button. Or if you want to turn on the reading light above you, or if you want to turn on the air vent. Okay, look at this. These are the lights and those are the air vents. So if you're really hot, you know, you might want to turn that on. Sometimes planes are really cold. Most of the time, they're really cold, so you need to bring a jacket, but sometimes they're really hot, and so you need to then turn on the air vent so you can get some fresh air. Okay, this is the most important place on the plane. It's called the cockpit, because that's where the pilots sit and fly the plane, in the cockpit. Okay, now this is an air sickness bag, but most people just call it a barf bag or a puke bag or a vomit bag. Okay, all of these words mean the same thing. Okay, so anyway, those are some words I think that you might find helpful when you travel on a plane. Now, in my next lesson, I'm going to teach you some conversation that you can use on an airplane. For example, excuse me, ma'am, can you help me find my seat? Or could I change seats? I'm going to teach you phrases like that. So if you're interested in watching that lesson, I would be so happy if you subscribe to my channel right down there. Okay, I want to know, if you could take a flight anywhere in the world, where would it be? Personally, I would probably go to Chiang Mai, Thailand. I've been to Thailand once, and I love the city of Chiang Mai. It's in northern Thailand. It's just a really nice place. Nice weather, nice food, nice people, nice sights. I like taking pictures, so it's a great place to take pictures. Anyway, let me know, where would you go if you could go anywhere? Let me know down in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.